Now, something a little bit different for you, our Wednesday, our Wellness Wednesday, we're going to focus on a unique event. It's somewhat unique, which is happening in St. Columb's Hall in Derry next Saturday, the 8th of November. It's Brawl in the Hall. It's an inclusive wrestling championship. It's pro wrestling show featuring people with Down syndrome, autism, ADHD and other physical and learning challenges. One wrestler is even blind. So I suppose it is unique in that regard. I was sort of referencing more wrestling events. We're joined by a number of guests here. Kellyo, who is Keelan, but he's known as Kellyo, but we can lift the mask for one day only. How are you getting on?
Hi, all good, all good.
It's good to have you with us. It's great to have you with us. And we also have SJ, known as Siren. Hiya, Siren. How are you getting on?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic stuff. And pulling it all together is Stephen Campbell, no stranger to Highland Radio. Stephen Campbell's Cambo Crane. You've been a professional wrestler for a long time now, haven't you, Stephen?
Yeah, it's coming up on 14 years. Yeah. Probably the longest serving Donegal wrestler there's gone.
I would say so. Yeah. Where's your passion? How do you maintain the passion for it?
I just love the game. I believe professional wrestling is the greatest art form there is. It combines everything. It's pretty much, imagine you go to the cinema to watch an Avengers movie and then you shout at one of the Avengers and they turn and point at you or comment on your comment. That's pretty much what professional wrestling is. It's live action, live theater. The crowd controls the show, and that's what makes it so unique.
And it's one of the best mediums for storytelling out there.
100%. It's all stories. Like, people are like, oh, it's just two people fighting. It's like, no, we're telling like the classic stories of good versus evil, big guy versus small guy, teacher versus student. It's nonstop storytelling, professional wrestling.
Yeah. All right. Where is your love for wrestling coming from, SJ?
Well, before doing the show, I hadn't a clue about anything about wrestling until I watched the show last year. And what I thought was that you had to do it for years and years and years. And again, whenever I watched the show and had my other friends saying it, it just sparked a passion in me, and I really wanted to do the show this year.
And would you have watched sort of televised pro wrestling?
Yeah, I've started watching it now, right. But before this, I never watched any of it. It was really just the passion from last year's wrestling show that kind of sparked me.
So it was
me.
Always there. You just needed that event to sort of light that spark in you.
Well, I guess I'm very, like, I love kind of the aggression of it, and love the likes of more like the physical form of it.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So where do you begin with training then? So you've been training intensely, I'd imagine, mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah, so we started training March last year, was it?
March this year.
This year?
Yeah, so we started in about March. We train in Derry, do once a week for about 3 hours. I think it's about 20 students I've been training. So this is SJ's first year doing training. Mm-hmm. Keelan's second year. A lot of people this year, like, SJ has a great story because she was an extra basically on the show last year.
Yeah.
And when she seen it, it was like, oh, I didn't think it was possible to do it. And when she seen the show, she's like, no, I have
you
to do
thought,
it.
Right, I don't want to be necessarily to the side of the stage. I want to be center stage.
Yeah. And that's what I want from this show, like how we have people with Down syndrome and autism and even a blind guy included. I want to show, and this is what professional wrestling is, that literally anybody can do it. There was a one-legged wrestler for a while in WWE. Like, wrestling is so welcoming for everybody that if you think...
What was his name again?
Zach Gowen,
yeah. Indeed, yeah.
I'm very impressed. You almost knew
that. I remember him indeed, yeah.
But I want people like SJ who's like, I don't think I can do that. And then they see it and they get drawn to it and go, mm-hmm. No, I have to do that. And like, that's what really... That's my passion.
But do you know the
it.
Thing I thought was interesting about that whole Zach Gowen. Story, Zach Gowen thing, is that... It made people with an obvious disability visible.
Yes.
Right? You know, it, for me, it wasn't necessarily the achievement of wrestling on one leg, which is fantastic, or using his prosthetic as a weapon or whatever it might be, right? Mm-hmm. It was the fact that this wasn't a guy that was sitting at home having lost a leg. He was on national telly. Yep. He was seen.
He made it,
You know? Yeah. And then I'm thinking if there's...
He made a difference.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's other people think, well, if Zach can do it, I can do it. And I think that's, you know, where... So, listen, Keelan, what's your story? How long have you been a fan of wrestling?
Oh, long as all, enough that I can remember. I grew up watching it from the Attitude Era days. Like, I love the old guys.
You're not old enough for that, are you?
What?
You're not old enough for the Attitude Era, are you? You're a student of it, right?
Yeah, it's just... I love watching the olden days, like, just like, honestly, how the build up to the today is, like, it's been mad. Like, I grew up watching it, like, it's been a hell of a journey for me with WWE. I always see it on TV and I'm like, I want to do it someday, but I just could never find a passion or the energy to find where a wrestling school is. And then the one day I hear Chun Dan is doing it, I'm just like, I need to get into Chun Dan. At the time, it's like, I really need this for my life, like, so I can say that I am, I can do this, that I be a professional wrestler.
Right, so two questions. First one, Keelan, growing up, watching it, studying pro wrestling over the years, who would be your favourite wrestler?
Back then or now?
Back then.
Well, the most common one would be John Cena, but, like, honestly, it was the mostly Randy Orton, but if I love The Rock, Stone Cold.
And if the new crop now, I mean, obviously those guys pop up from time to time. If the new crop of wrestlers, who would you sort of, who's your favourite wrestler at the moment?
A female wrestler called Lyra Valkyria, yeah, and okay, a male, like, a male superstar. He's really over right now, Jey Uso.
Yeah, I watched it more than I do now. I'm a casual viewer now, but the Usos as a collective, I never really got them, if you know what I mean. And yeah, I didn't think there could be someone would step out of that and actually become as big as they did. Yeah. So it's remarkable, actually, what he's achieved. But it's the audience interaction often, isn't it?
It is.
Who would you style yourself on? You're your own guy, right? Don't get me wrong. But in terms of style, who would you style yourself on, do you think?
Oh, good question.
Do you want to give me a chance? Give you a chance to think about it, or maybe you're just your own guy with a mixture of everything.
I think the thing is, because you're debuting, it's hard to know right now.
I think I like to be my own guy, so yeah. I don't want to be like anyone else.
And as you say as well, Stephen, it's what comes back from the audience as well, isn't it?
Yes, I was. We training yesterday, and I was saying to them, I was like, I can tell you what's going to happen on the show. We can have a whole plan, but sometimes the audience just does something. You have to go with it.
Yeah.
Keelan, is it just me, or is Stephen sort of giving off kind of Seamus vibes? Is it, or maybe it's just me? Is it?
Because I'm so big and jacked, is that it? Or pale and ginger, which one is it?
I mean, who wouldn't want to be Seamus?
Yeah, I'll take that.
Exactly.
He's a well-decorated wrestler, I'll take that.
Yeah, what about you, SJ, as a relatively new adapter to it? Who are you looking at sort of for inspiration and aspiration?
Well, do you know what? Like, Keelan too, I've been watching a lot of the old, back in the day, wrestling, like the Undertaker type of vibes. But right now, we were actually watching one of her entrances was Rhea Ripley. I really like her.
And I think what's happened, Stephen, as well, is women's position in wrestling has changed. I didn't mean SJ to exclude you from the conversation, in that before, with a few exceptions, your Trish statuses and stuff like that there, they were sort of almost decoration to some extent.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
they were like accessories to the
like
show.
Lita and stuff, right? Yeah. I seem to recall her. She was amazing, right? Mm-hmm. But now, the bona fide, the champions, the women's champions, the men's champions, they're and that must be good for you to see that development, SJ, of women's role in wrestling.
Yes, definitely is too. Whenever we're doing the training too, it's me and another female wrestler, so it's mostly men. And I'm getting chopped. Mm-hmm. I'm chopping back them. Like, I'm not treated no.
But I think you enjoy that.
I love it. Yeah. I'm like, help me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm like, throw me. I don't care.
But that's a good point. Like, there is no difference between the men and the women training. No. So we did an aggression day where I was like, you're going to get hit. You have to be ready. So we did slaps and chops. And SJ took every single one, didn't complain at all.
What about the people the development you've seen in them, Stephen, in terms of, you know, maybe there are people with Down syndrome who thought, there's absolutely no way I can follow my passion in this regard or get into something, and to be treated so equally and with such a level of inclusion heading into a big wrestling show. What's that been like, or what have you seen in terms of evolution?
I love that, because I do. I'm a coach as well, so I run a training school, and so I love finding people's strengths. So, for example, we have a guy called Lee whose wrestle name is going to be Sparkles. And the reason where that came about was we were just doing a simple drill. And I was like, do a punch, and then a big punch, they fall down. I just want to see you do some kind of taunt. And most people just went, yeah, or put their hands up. And he did this ballerina spin.
It was so good.
We all laughed and loved it. And Sean, who's in charge of Tuned In, was like, why did he do that, Lee? Why'd you do that? And I go, I don't care. It was entertaining. Like, and I was like, that's your thing. Let's go with that. So once you find someone's strengths, the ball starts rolling. And it's like, oh, maybe he can't do a great wrist lock, but he's entertaining. And that's all you need for pro wrestling.
Yeah, for sure. Keelan, what's it been like to be part of the big group sort of building up, you know, doing your training and building up to the show? I would say it must be so blooming exciting to be able to sort of emulate your heroes.
Being able to do it is one thing, but getting in the ring will be a different will be another thing. So will be a dream come true at the time when it comes to the show, but coming up there, they doing the training, it's been an absolute blast.
Yeah.
What's the story with outfits?
They all have outfits ready. They're all good to go. Yeah. So
Your style gonna be? SJ.
I don't want to give too much away.
Actually, you know, don't give anything
away. No. I'll say stuff. I think it's very rock punk.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And what about you? I can see you being grungy almost, Keelan. Or what look are you going to go for?
You just have to wait and see.
No, he's keeping all his...
What a pro.
Yeah.
Buy tickets.
Yeah, but in fairness, SJ's teased enough but not given away, right? Yeah. So she's coming out. So it's Brawl in the Hall.
Yeah.
It's in St. Columb's Hall in Derry. It's next Saturday at 8 o'clock. Oh, sorry, the 8th of November, but I don't have a time here.
7 p.m. Yeah, 7 p.m. So the full title is Foil Rumble. And it's the second year we've done it. But this year, there's a lot more Tuned In members. Before, last year, it was like they were managers or they were involved in the match, but not actually in the match, in the ring. Whereas this year, pretty much everybody is a Foil Rumble or is a Tuned In member with a few pro wrestlers thrown in. Mm-hmm. So it's Foil Rumble, Brawl in the Hall. If you go to foilrumble.com, you can get tickets there.
Mm-hmm. And there's been a buy-in from other professional wrestlers, not just you, to this vision that you had, which I would say is good, Stephen.
Yeah, so I'm with a company called Complete Anarchy Wrestling. So I have wrestlers I often wrestle with. And they were there last year. They're fully on board this year. It was me doing the training this year, but they are going to be wrestling some of these Tuned In members. Mm-hmm. Some of the best wrestlers I know, All-Star Mauro, Pyro, Pure Filth, they're going to get involved with these guys, and we're going to prove that anything is possible in pro wrestling.
And you know, it is, and I think what's amazing is this is a different stage. You know, there's different stages for different people, and this really is... And the one thing, and you talk of Sparkles there, if he doesn't mind me calling him that, is that, you know... He's the creative director as well too, to some extent. You know, like that's
when they're out there, they're in charge. They're trying to guide the crowd. The crowd will guide them. Because we even have like a blind guy wrestling. He's going to fully have to feel off the crowd and like listen to their reactions so he can find his opponent during the match.
Yeah, which again is using the scenario as part of the story.
Yeah, and like we were talking about Zach Aaron, I can't think of a match where there's ever been a blind guy in it.
Nope.
So like, you know, we're trying to like make history with the show on November 8th.
Fantastic stuff.
I think this show is really about making a difference and to show other people, no matter who you are, you can do it. Like Stephen said, you can do it. Whenever before I did this, I was like, I don't think I can do it. Until then, I proved to myself then that I could definitely do it then. I don't want it to end, to be honest.
We only have one training session
left. I know, I'm like,
and then the show.
And you're in a match, Siren, yeah?
Well, I have a part in it, yeah.
Okay, good stuff. And you're looking forward to what you have to do, Kelly.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to my role and what I'm going to bring to the show. So
brilliant. And I get the impression that both you and I'd say everyone on the show wants to steal the show.
I think everyone.
You know, I
mean? I think
wants
everyone
to
will.
Shine, if you know what I mean.
I think the crowd will leave going, "Oh, that match number two was great," or "The blind guy was great," or "The girl was great," or "Kelly was great." I think there's going to be so many highlights on the show.
Yeah. Great stuff. What about tickets? How do you get tickets for the Tuned In? Brawl in the Hall.
So if you go to foilrumble.com, type that into your browser, it'll take you to the ticket website. If you have any issues, you can go to the Tuned In Facebook page or Instagram page. Same if you go to the Complete Anarchy Wrestling Facebook page or Instagram page, we can guide you there. But foilrumble.com.
Brilliant stuff. And Steve, what about you? What's your... You're comp flat out on the circuit, are you?
Yeah, wrestling all over the Northwest, sometimes in Dublin as well. But the main focus has pretty much been training these guys. Okay. Like, the whole focus is this show. It's be my biggest show of my career. We're hoping to get like 300 to 400 people on the place. So that's Royal Rumble is WrestleMania to me. That's as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, yeah. Brilliant stuff. It's everyone's WrestleMania on the night, isn't it?
It will be. Yeah.
Okay, listen, SJ, been lovely meeting you.
And thank
sort
you.
Of, kind of, you give you're very good at communicating your journey. If you know what I mean, which is fantastic for us.
Thank you.
And the same for you as well, Keelan. You're just itching. You can't wait to get at it, which is fantastic as well.
Oh, it's going through my head recently.
Yeah, you're playing it over and over and
over.
Yeah,
the fact that it's coming up so quickly and so soon. There's no time. Yeah, there's literally no time left. We have to give it our all.
Okay, listen, folks, you're in for a fantastic show. It is one of a kind. Oh, sorry, it's pretty unique, but also potentially a one of a kind of experience too, with one of those featuring being blind, effectively, taking part in a show. It hasn't been seen before, or certainly no one in this room can recall it ever happened before. And it's all in St. Columb's Hall in Derry on Saturday, the 8th of November. And it's all the family. This is
it's a family-friendly event.
If you've got someone in your house that's watching the wrestling, this is an opportunity for them to go and see it live as well. So it's a cracking evening out for a mom and a son or whatever the combination might be.
Yeah, if you love WWE, tickets are like £15. And for wrestling these days or anything, that's fairly cheap.
Yeah, but also I think it's backing you, Stephen, and the rest of the crew and Kelly O and Siren as well too.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, brilliant. I hope it is packed. I've no doubt that it will be. I've a telephone number here for more ticket information as well. 0487136702 9, or get onto that website, which is
foilrumble.com.
All right, thanks so much, Stephen Campbell, aka Cambo Cray, SJ known as Siren, and Keelan, who is known as Kellyo, all part of the Tuned In group. Thanks so much. Chris Ashmore's with me now. If he was a wrestler, what would it be? Chris the AH Ashmore. I don't know what it might be. Do you ever watch wrestling, Chris?
Not so much latterly, but I would be of an age I remember.
Don't giant haystacks, mate. Yes. Are you? You're going to giant haystacks, mate?
I remember all that. It was Saturday afternoon. It was big on TV.
Dickie Davis in the World of Sport. Right?
Yeah, it was. You couldn't miss it. It was on for a couple of hours, wasn't
it? I loved the audience, the front rows of the wrestling on World of Sport. Like, it would be older ladies, like. That would be the front row.
That was probably before they went to Bullseye later on in the evening, wasn't it? Yeah.
perhaps. But, I realise I pretty much watch everything. Do you know that? Because there's not something people can't talk about that I haven't watched. Like, I was able to remember. I was looking at our guest there, SJ, and I was thinking, when she mentioned grunge, I was thinking of AJ, I was thinking of Lita, I was thinking of Chris, Stacey Keebler, China. How do I know all these names?
Well, yeah, I have to say, I would have flicked through some of the American stuff over the years, and sometimes you could stumble across it and talk about enthusiasm and crowd and atmosphere.
All right, let's get into some business news before we talk about the pod. Northwest Firms featuring in a TV show?
Yes, now this is a new four-part documentary series called The Entrepreneurs. It begins on RTE1 television next Monday, and basically they are spotlighting the finalists from the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year competition. So there are a number from the Northwest. William McColgan, who's the founder of McColgan's, based in Strabane, long-established company, goes back to 1940 and have been producing food there for a long time, pastries and all sorts of little meals and items that many people will see in their local shop. So we'll find out more about their pastry products and the whole business. And a company called Seating Matters, who are in Limavady, and they specialise in therapeutic seating for patients who may have a condition or need posture support. And they've been very successful. And they will be featuring in that four-part series, gets underway on Monday night on RTE1.
Brilliant, great exposure. I don't want to be negative, but We're seeing house inflation. We're seeing house inflation slowing a little bit. We've seen the really bad news, Fastway couriers laying off staff. In terms of jobs growth, it is slowing. And inflation is slowing as well, which is good, I suppose, for the consumer. There's just a few things I'm looking at, wondering, right, are we at the top of the arc? So it's good news to hear that companies are taking on staff for Christmas, because I think beyond Christmas and as well too, when you look at the pressure the hospitality tourism industry is in countrywide, not the gougers in Dublin, but countrywide, I do think we've a few headwinds on the way. But anyway, let's focus more on the Christmas period and companies hiring.
Yes, and you're absolutely correct. The next couple of months, you will see additional staff, a lot of temporary work, part-time work, hotels, bars, restaurants, retailers, supermarkets. Tesco announcing today they're taking on 1,100 people nationally and 17 here in Donegal. So there are opportunities. So some people, maybe it's a chance to earn some extra money. For those who maybe are looking for a job, it's going to be short term. And then, as you say, we get a dip in January and February, and those cold, dark months, there's less trade, there's no doubt about it. Interesting to note also this week that, you know, we hear a lot about the big high street, as they call them in the UK, retailers and people buying more online. Next, who went through their own issues, they had profits. Now, this is their overall operations, which includes those in Ireland. But their sales for the third quarter were up 10.5%, which is... So not everybody's buying it all. Now, they, of course, have an online presence as well, but their retail outlets are certainly holding their own.
Yeah, indeed. And they're doing what Amazon are doing, and that's sort of trying to get into Shein stroke Temu space. A lot of people don't really know that Amazon have a completely separate website for that kind of stuff.
It's huge.
It's high volume, low cost. We've been chatting about business supports delivered through the office of the DLDC this week, meeting some brilliant companies, Chris, some amazing people. And I actually have found our conversation with them really quite inspirational. And I felt a level of pride. You know, people that have sort of switched from your 9 to 5, though it's rarely 9 to 5, and have gone out on their own. And you know, it's almost like a sense of pride you feel for them, even though you don't know them. But anyway, we do have a wealth of supports. And I will say one thing in terms of what Leo provide, DLDC provide. I've learned everything almost I know through the Business Matters podcast in terms of what they do. So it's a fantastic resource for anyone in business or looking to start business. But sorry, I digress. What's coming up on Friday?
Yes, well, you've hit the nail on the head. There are so many supports out there, and sometimes people just need that little helping hand. They have an idea, and as you mentioned there, DLDC, the local enterprise office, even go through the council. There's lots of people out there who'll point you in the right direction. So don't be shy if you have an idea, and a lot of people have been very successful. There is a business support clinic this Friday at 10 o'clock in in fact, I'll rewind that. That one has been held. That one was in Carndonagh. But
what was it like?
there is a series of them taking place, and essentially contact the local enterprise office, and they'll give you the range of supports there. Sometimes it's just a case of having a talk, but as well as the grants and the supports, Greg, important to point out, there's a great mentoring service there, and maybe you need help in marketing or developing your website or just how to deal with new customers, all sorts of people. And you pay a small amount. They subsidize the person and you're getting an expert in to help you. I just want to also point out Balbafay and Stranorler Chamber of Commerce, they're making a big drive with their online presence at the moment. And they've added over 4,000 followers in the last 90 days. So an impressive figure there. And they've lots of events coming up. You can check out their Facebook page between now and Christmas and see what's going on.
Yeah, and in terms of, you know, your Facebook presence and where you're at, and this is for individual or business, it's about engagement too. You're far better off having 1,000 really active people engaging with you on social media than 120,000 who don't even see your stuff. Right. Okay. Let's take a break. Coming up after the break, we'll get a little taster of what's coming up on this week's Business Matters podcast. Okay, we're in the company of Chris Ashmore. Before we move on, though, I want to say a happy birthday, if that's okay, to our own Bronwyn Walsh, who's flat out working down the hall. I was chatting to her mother in Australia on the phone a little earlier on. It was 9 or 10 o'clock over there. G'day, mate. Happy birthday to you, Bronwyn. Formerly of this parish as well. And while publicly she purports not to like me, I do know that she does. Neve Shields. Neve used to work on this show as well. It's her birthday today. And the irrepressible... Noel Cunningham, it's his birthday as well today. I heard he's just turned 50. So, Noel, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Neve, Bronwyn, and everyone else who's celebrating their birthday. I did have a request in, but I'm getting really bad at the 10 o'clock requests. No, I don't have it with me anyway. Right, so Chris, we've got some business news from you, and we're looking forward to the Highland Radio Business Matters podcast, which is live. When is it live?
Later on
today. Right, so... this week's guest.
Yes, I have been finding out all about Restex Beds and Furniture, a company well known in the Northwest, founded over 50 years ago by Terence Doherty, now operated by his son Dermot Doherty.
And so it's Restex is a local company, is it?
It is a local
company.
It's
a great name, actually. I thought that was a bigger company.
But now, the name, and this is what a cue, Greg, for the clip, because in this clip he is going to tell us about how it all began and where the name Restex comes from.
Well, Restex started 50 years ago. It was my father, Terence, and my mother, Rosemary. So they were saying, what we call this bed business? So this is right, something begin with R that's to do with beds. So my mother's Rosemary, so something begin with R. So they got Rest. And then something began with T that's to do with beds or bedding. So they got the textiles. So that's where the Restex came from. This would have been in Fawn and Bridgend. And that was Bridgend mainly. So we manufactured there. There was a opposite the 19th bar. There was a betting office. So we had the unit behind that. And that's where we had the machines. It was a big, long, narrow unit. Then we moved to Letterkenny up to the mountaintop here in 1987. That's when we stopped wholesaling beds. We just started doing retail, completely retail. So that was a big change for us because we weren't used to dealing with the general public and stuff, but it's been fantastic.
Yeah, interesting little insight there into how something can come about 50 years. 50 years ago, they come up with the name Restex, and now it is Rextech or Restex. It's Restex, isn't it?
Restex.
Yes, it's got Rextech in front of me, and I'm thinking, that's not the right name.
And they've supplied to hotels all over the county,
lovely.
And you know. One of the questions I asked him was about springs. I mean, I don't know, is 1,000 springs in a bed a lot or whatever? So he is the man to talk to if you want to know about the
background. Well, I take it they don't rest on their laurels.
Oh.
What?
No, they do not. And they have, over the years, they have adapted to the market trends. And, of course, the showroom now, it's not just about the mattresses and the beds. You have your pictures, you've got your lamps, your lockers, do the furniture as well. So sometimes people go in looking for a bed and a mattress and they come out with a sofa and pictures and lights. So great Donegal story.
Another success story, another diverse business featured on the Business Matters podcast, which is fantastic, Chris. The full interview with Dermot Doherty will be available for you to podcast at your leisure from a little later on today. Just check the website. You'll see it in the listen back section and it will populate the news section for a period of time as well. And if you want to listen to it on the radio this Sunday, Chris...
That's right. Usual time slot. That's after the 6 o'clock news on Sunday. And if you want to contact the program, best way is by email, and it's businessmatters@highlandradio.com.
Thank you so much, Chris. Now, as I mentioned a little earlier on in the show, we got contact from a woman who has been married for 10 years, and she happened to be on her husband's phone, and she was in the Play Store and noticed that the Grindr dating app had previously been downloaded to the device, and the app itself, which is a gay dating website, was not present on the phone, but that could be in a hidden folder or something, or it could have been deleted, I don't know. And she was obviously had her life turned upside down and was looking for you, the listeners, to maybe offer some advice for her. And you have, actually, which is really good of you. Thank you so very much indeed. And if we can help with any sort of social dilemmas like this into the future, you can contact us anonymously and we'd be more than happy to. Some of these things are very difficult to talk about. You don't want to jump to conclusions. There could be an innocent explanation. But one of the things we fear most is the conversation, the talk. A, how do you handle it? B, how do you handle what might be said? And so on. Anyway, some advice coming in from our listeners. I would like to pass on my advice to the listener about the discovery of their husband potentially being gay. I have went through this 4 years ago, and my ex-husband was married for 3 years, but was with him for 8 years in total. We had a 2-year-old boy, and I was also 20 weeks pregnant with the second when he walked out and left and came out. He was gay and was having an affair with a married man he used to work with in Dublin during the week. So this is where the affair was going on when I thought he was at work. I also found images on his phone that wasn't pleasant either when I was innocently getting a video of a tractor, Ted, on his phone for my son to watch. What advice I have was to accept the marriage was over and there's no return as this could not be sorted or forgiven. I kept strong. I had my family and friends to help me get through it. I went on to have a baby girl and we just sorted access for the children. I picked up and I ended up meeting someone else and life worked out brilliantly and I couldn't be happier now. Now the ex would still want to come back and try and work it out, but it's massive no from me. We're good for the Waynes at pickups and we get on as it's a long 18 years fighting. But my heart goes out to you as it's very hard time and a big shock, but you are so worth so much more than just accepting this and living with it. Just don't do that. Thank you very much indeed for that. Very useful advice. Another contactor says, I would like to pass on my advice to the listener about the discovery. Oh, sorry, that is actually the same one. They've just printed it bigger for me. A pandemic has started, says a listener, through the male population of Donegal. I'd say there ain't many that may be curious or otherwise. This is a Facebook post. Another. Firstly, maybe his workmates downloaded it for the crack on his phone. There could be an innocent explanation for this. Men are only big childish boys in reality. Or finding this could be just confirmation to something you always consider deep down. Another, maybe it was downloaded by mistake while trying to download another app. It can happen. So in other words, maybe you can have that conversation. Another, every married man in Donegal who's deleted the app in the past wondering, is this about me? Okay, they're a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I understand that and there's space for that as well. Another, JW says simply, have a conversation with the hubby, get it out in the open. Another, maybe she should speak to a close friend or family member first before splashing it all over the radio and social media. Well, firstly, it's completely anonymous with us. Secondly, you know, where are her family and friends? You know, I would, if you went to someone with this close to your family, I believe family would hold it against that person and that could influence what you decided to do. We're very judgy sometimes if it doesn't affect us. This is completely anonymous. It's completely anonymous. Whereas if she were to speak to people close to her, and I want to be here to help if I can, if she were to speak to someone close to her, that could then be held against her or something down the line. Another caller says, whilst I agree that this could be something innocent like a co-worker who played a prank on him and downloaded the app, you need to ask yourself why it's not sitting right with you and question any gut feelings you have about it. But you won't know definitively until you confront him. If he gets defensive or deflects, like asks, why were you checking his phone? Then it's a red flag and he's hiding something. In general, I feel you always get a vibe from someone's reaction on these things. If he laughs it off and has a valid explanation, then you can hopefully move on from it. I really don't know how any man could be secretly gay or bi without there being some signs. You'll probably be analysing your whole 10 years together. If there have been signs that have been ignored, then now may be the time to face a reality you couldn't before now. Not an easy situation at all, they say, and I hope you get the best possible outcome. Have the conversation. And last one for now, just before the break. The only person who knows why it was there is him. So the conversation needs to be had between the two of you. Nothing anyone says here will make a difference as they don't know the ins and outs. Only he does. Sit him down and ask. But in a way, your comment, whilst you're almost saying the obvious, your comment might give this person the courage to have that conversation, because that, I presume, would be the most difficult. You know, obviously what might come from that might be difficult as well, But to sit someone down and have that convo, it's a tough one. It is a tough one, and I really feel for that person, and I hope it's innocent, and I hope everything is okay. Around 300 direct jobs are under threat at delivery and logistics company Nuvion Group, which has entered receivership. It's understood hundreds of additional jobs could be affected among subcontractors, franchisees, and solo operators across the delivery network. This, of course, includes Fastway Couriers Ireland. The company says that delays and disruptions are envisaged, and the receivers who have been appointed will work with retailers to minimise such delays. They say, "We sincerely thank our employees, franchisees and customers for their continued understanding and support through this difficult time." So that's at the business end, the user end. Let's chat to Lee Burke in Ballymfey. Hi, Lee.
Good morning, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Right. How has this affected you, Lee?
I have a value IT item on the way from China this morning, and it's just the last mile courier is Fastway Ireland. Mm. And I put two queries in this morning with ComReg Ireland, the regulatory body for post and telecommunications, and the CCPC. And their guidance is to contact each other organization. So contact the CCPC first under the assumption that they would basically point me in the direction of ComReg, and there was no surprise. The two organisations pointed me in the direction of one another. Mm. So CCPC was a little bit more helpful. They kind of told me about ICPEN. It's an international regulatory body on an international or cross-border scale. But when I went through the hoops of trying to get in touch with it, it's because it was a... the item I've purchased is coming from China. There is some sort of issue in China at the moment off the back of what's going on with Donald Trump in the US. So not quite sure, but there's some sort of federal shutdown, and basically the facility online to log a complaint or have a case escalated, you can do nothing with it. So I have two case numbers now with CCPC and ComReg this morning, and don't appear to have any like recourse. And my question is, when you look at a lot of the articles online this morning, the likes of Irish News Media, Irish Examiner, an alternative company has been organised, but what does that really mean is the real question. Mm. And I think, you know, the likes of ComReg and the CCPC, they should really have, you know, in this day and age, you know, there should be better processes in place, to be my view on it, you know. And it's not
so.
Just me,
especially
it's
if you,
how
if you
many
go,
others?
Yeah, if you go to sort of the overarching organizations, like, you have to ask yourself then, what is the function of these organizations, you know, that sort of way. If they're not on top of this and know exactly the ins and outs, because theoretically your item arrives at a dock in Belfast or Dublin and just sits there, you know, who's tracking it, who's passing on the Fastway order numbers to another company, this, that and then. I would expect at this point for these companies to sort of, or these, sorry, these organizations, these representative organizations, have some idea to be able to pass on to consumers like yourself and thousands others undoubtedly.
You would assume in this day and age you would think that would be the case, but as you can see from my experience this morning, not quite the case at all. And it's not just me, how many others, thousands of people in Ireland are going to experience this, you know. Mm. Like, you know, like it's the loss of value, and then you know, if you have to allow a charge back, and I don't even know if I know if I have to go down that road yet with my own bank to get a charge back, you know, if the item should go missing or, you know, be held in an administrative state given the current stature of Fastway Ireland. So it's just come on, kind of highlight, you know, the gap in what's there. You know, I think it's something that needs to be looked at again.
Yeah, on their website, they say to discuss next steps and delivery arrangements and inquiries, send them to niviancustomers@interpath.com. But you can imagine thousands upon thousands of emails in there. What comes from that next? Who's going to take control of the situation? Is it who transfers this to another delivery company? Is it the wholesaler, the retailer? Is it Fastway couriers, receivers? Do they engage DHL or other? How what happens next? That's the unanswered.
Yeah, needs more clarity, I think.
All right, okay. Well, I'm not sure we can endeavour. I'm not sure what we might get. But Lee, it's a bit of a sticky wicket. What is it you're waiting on? Is it a high-value item?
Yeah, it will be IT equipment. Okay. It's a fairly new device. It's right. from a company called Zima Space in China. And I do a lot of work there with networks and security. Okay. And it's going to... I hope it comes, but you never know in the day. So just watching the tracking there this morning. So just have to see what happens now once it comes into Ireland. So it departed Netherlands this morning. So just have to wait and see what happens.
Keep us updated, will you, Lee? I know you're going to have other things on your mind. I hope it is actually something simple happens and some other company's mad to pick up this slack. But let us know if you remember. If you don't, that's fine. Thanks, Lee.
All right.
All right, Lee Burke there. Good morning, Greg. Would you be able to find out what happens to people's parcels who use Fastway? Yesterday, I sent two parcels via Fastway. Yesterday, both contained goods of value. I'd really like to know if they're returned to me or will they be delivered at some stage? Thank you so much. That comes in from a Mano listener. Unfortunately, we don't know at this point. It's interesting, actually, because you're talking about stuff that you've dispatched. Could it end up being sitting in a warehouse at some point? Who's going to come in and sort that out? Who returns it to you, like, or who continues its delivery journey? I really don't know, unfortunately, and there is no information out there, as we heard from Lee, but that is a pickle. Thankfully, it hasn't happened closer to Christmas. These things have a way of sorting themselves out, and there might be delays, but generally speaking, these things get sorted out. But it's one thing me saying it. It's another thing you... I suppose, actually living and existing it. Fingers crossed, let us know if you get any communication in relation to that. You might have been tracking the DJ Carey case. As you might know, he's a five-time All-Ireland winner and was awaiting sentencing for defrauding several people by pretending he had cancer and needed money for treatment. He had admitted a number of charges in that regard. But DJ Carey's sentencing hearing may not now go ahead as planned after the judge was told the former Kilkenny hurler is in hospital. When his case was called this morning, the judge was told he was admitted to Portuncula University Hospital in Galway yesterday. A copy of a medical letter was handed up and inquiries now being made in relation to his admission. The case will be mentioned again this afternoon. It's a tough one, that. It really is, because... I know people in the sporting world would have held DJ Carey and those who follow sport in very, very high regard. He definitely had problems, right? So something drove him to what he was doing, and it's clear by some of his activities that he was blooming desperate and has not been well. But anyway, he's in hospital, so that hearing may not go ahead. We'll keep you updated on that, of course. All right, that's where we leave it on the show for this Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for all the contributions. We'll be back tomorrow morning, of course, live from 9 a.m. But don't go anywhere. Stay safe and stay tuned.